This is Weekly Innerwork from Inner Frontier with Joseph Naft. Blending conscious and sensitive energies. Creating our soul, 6. It is said that the second body, the lower body of the soul, is made of the sensitive energy blended with higher energies, particularly with the conscious energy. The practice of blending the sensitive and conscious energies serves to stabilize them and build a new entity, our being, our soul. This blending can take place in several ways. First, we look at what happens when we practice sensing our body and being in contact with our thoughts and emotions. Our will, acting as attention, entrains the conscious energy and brings it to bear on our body, mind, and emotions. If we focus attention directly on the sensitive energy within us, that act brings the conscious energy into contact with the sensitive. Holding the attention steadily there implicitly enables the blending to occur. In this, we are working with the conscious energy indirectly through the mechanism of paying attention, allowing our attention to bring the conscious energy into play. A second approach to blending the conscious and sensitive energies consists of inhabiting our sensation, feeling, and mind. Inhabiting ourselves is a step beyond attention to ourselves. Inhabiting means being in the whole of ourselves, as ourselves. This works well when our entire body is filled with strong sensation. Typically, by practicing energy breathing, to consciously draw the active elements from the air into us. While sensing our whole body, feeling our emotions, and cognizing our mind, we next take the crucial step of inhabiting the whole of it, of being here in ourselves, in our entire selves. This, of course, is presence, full presence. This act of inhabiting ourselves brings our will, our I, to the center of our being. Along with that comes the conscious energy, implicitly. Maintaining this act of presence, of inhabiting our whole sensation, feeling, and mind, holds the conscious energy in contact with the sensitive energy, allowing the two to blend. A third approach is to work explicitly and directly with the sensitive and conscious energies, to concentrate both within our being and hold them together so they can blend. This approach is described in the following inner exercise. In actual practice, we take as much time as we need to fully realize each step of this inner exercise. Here, the steps are given one after another. 1. We find a quiet place and begin our sitting by relaxing into our body. 2. We build up robust, complete sensation of our whole body. We keep our attention focused on our whole body and allow the sensation to arise thereby. 3. We practice energy breathing without changing the physical pattern of our breathing. We use our attention and intention to draw the active elements from the air into us, like shimmering particles of energy, which then flow throughout our body, further building up our sensation. As we do this, we also keep some attention focused on our whole body, in the sensation of our whole body. This acts to receive and stabilize the active elements we draw in with our breath. 4. As we continue the energy breathing and the sensitive energy builds up in us, in our being, we inhabit the sensitive energy throughout our body, our feelings, and our mind. We put ourselves within our being. We occupy the sensitive energy in our body, mind, and emotions as one whole. We ourselves are fully here. With the force of our presence, we support the sensitive energy in us, maintaining it in a robust condition. We actively continue in this supportive presence for the remainder of the exercise, until the last step where we let it all go. 5. Stay with that full presence. After a time, a quiet spaciousness opens within our awareness. The thoughts slow down enough to allow noticeable gaps between them. At first, it seems as if there is nothing in those gaps. But that nothing is very special. It is pure awareness. It is the cognizant stillness, consciousness itself, a high spiritual energy. 6. We enter the space between and around thoughts. We enter that boundless, cognizant space of consciousness and abide in it. Thoughts, emotions, and sensory perceptions may come fast and loud, or soft and subtle. but they are all surrounded by the stillness, displayed on the field of consciousness. We are embedded in this consciousness, the pure awareness. This conscious energy surrounds us as a wide, borderless, spacious, cognitive substance. It carries the qualities of peace, equanimity, wholeness, unfiltered clarity, and omnipresence. This is the conscious energy enveloping us inwardly and outwardly. Be in that. 7. As you continue supporting the sensitive energy within you, begin to gather the conscious energy from around you into you, concentrating it in yourself. This is like pulling in space itself to create a more potent space within you, a more potent consciousness within you. This drawing in of conscious energy is a repeated act of will, done with attention and intention, to create an inner vacuum that pulls that energy toward you, that continuum of pure awareness into you. With your will, reach out into this cognizant substance surrounding you and gather it into you. 8. Hold the sensitive energy and the conscious energy in contact with each other, allowing them to blend. After a time, a new, more stable substance begins to emerge from their combination. Our being grows denser and richer. 9. From time to time, renew the drawing in of the active elements from the air to further increase the sensitive energy, while also drawing in the conscious energy to feed the process of blending the two by holding them together. 10. Let go of the exercise. Rest in the simple presence of non-doing. Recorded July 4, 2021. Thank you.